A crisis can unite people, but the COVID-19 pandemic shows it can also divide them. And as Jim McLean of the Kansas News Service reports, those divisions are taking a toll on the public health workers who form a meager line of defense against disease outbreaks.
Nick Baldetti resigned as director of the Reno County Health Department in July. He left for a good job at McPherson College, but says he probably would have stayed to see the health department through the pandemic if it hadn't been for the hostile political environment and threats to his family.
I had local police watching my house. There's a period of time where I had escorts to and from work.
Baldetti's not alone. County health officials are quitting in droves across Kansas. 27 have resigned, retired, or been fired. Nationwide, much the same thing is happening. Shawnee County Health Officer Gianfranco Pizzino is also among those leaving. He's exhausted by fighting the pandemic and the politics that surround it.
I'm tired emotionally. I'm tired physically. I don't think I have immediate energy to do another year like this.
Like many of his counterparts, Pizzino has butted heads with elected officials. Recently, he urged Shawnee County commissioners to step up efforts to counter a spike in coronavirus cases that's overwhelming Topeka's hospitals. But Commission Chair Bill Rippon argued more government restrictions were more dangerous than the virus.
What's the recovery rate in Shawnee County?
Commissioner, that's the same question you asked me about 18 times in the last
months. And I never get the answer.
I always gave you an answer. I'm here to answer questions.
What is the percentage?
I'm here to answer.
Dr. Jennifer Bacani McKinney has faced similar resistance in Wilson County in southeast Kansas. After graduating from medical school, McKinney returned to her hometown of Fredonia to join her father's medical practice. On the side, she's the county's health officer. That $600-a-month position put her on the front lines against COVID-19. At first, McKinney says people generally embraced efforts to slow the outbreak, including orders banning large gatherings, closing schools, and some businesses.
That first probably 2 months, we were everybody's best friend. We were here to take care of you. I was answering questions 24/7.
But when the shutdown put tens of thousands of Kansans out of work, resistance grew in Fredonia and across the state. Republican lawmakers reined in Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's emergency powers and limited what public health folks like McKinney could do. McKinney could still issue orders, but they meant nothing if the county commission didn't okay them. Her push for a mask mandate in a county that President Donald Trump carried by more than 60 points brought simmering tensions to a boil. Some 80 people showed up for a recent public hearing on the mask rules. Most saw them as an assault on their personal liberties.
My fear does not happen to be COVID virus, but the overreach of national and state officials who believe, because of their position or their ego, that their opinions are fact.
Once our freedom of choice is taken, they will come after more.
After our guns, after our kids. Is this America?
Several people walked out in protest when it became apparent the commission was ready to approve a 30-day mandate as a compromise.
This meeting was a waste of time.
Sheriff's deputies escorted McKinney from the building. Though nothing happened that night, she's been the target of threatening emails and personal attacks on social media. Many days after treating her last patient, she's closed the door to her office and cried.
It hurts your heart, like it really does, because then it's not only that people are mean, it's that you've lost friends, relationships are broken.
Wilson County Commissioner Andy Miller, a conservative Republican, says McKinney brought some of that on herself by criticizing the Trump administration's response to the pandemic on social media.
When you start getting political, man, now you've created a storm.
When that happens, Miller says, the attacks run both ways.
I'm probably got a dozen emails or so that are just, it's either a mask or you're just a killer. There is no in between.
McKinney is tired, but says she can't leave her post during the pandemic. Plenty are walking away, though, and that concerns Vicki Colley Akers, a public health professor at the University of Kansas Medical Center.
The long-term implications for the public health workforce are really profound.
Because losing so many experienced frontline workers could not only cripple the state's ability to deal with this pandemic, but the next one, too. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean in Topeka.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KCUR, KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.